Yes, sir.
Sure, I'll give it to US News, for example.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, give it to that tonight. Sure. Well, I'll try to have it ready by maybe 5 o'clock.
Good.
I hope it's 5 o'clock for that. But I'm trying to get a little bit more news. There's not any in it. I've got some of our smartphones, but I should just repeat that. That idea.
Yeah.
But I'd like to be told that we'll give it. With that name of the radio thing, we want to recognize their primary contribution.
On the fellows last night made a little bit of a point when somebody asked about this morning on the fact that there should still be no presidential tax increase in 1973. That is not at all backing away from Irvin. In other words, you don't intend to have a tax increase. Your approach is not to have a tax increase in the second term.
As a matter of fact, I can put that in.
Unless you want me to say
so. The president stands by. The president has indicated that it will be the policy of his administration to avoid a tax increase for the next 4 years by holding down government spending. That's why he's interested in not only appropriations, but authorizations programs. Not only programs for this year, but programs. water bill is a case in point. That it does not affect the budget significantly, 7.3, but it would be devastating to it. I can only say here that we were talking about this Congress. They know about that.
Sure.
I almost on your own, that you've done that. I know you're talking about your question is regarding the Congress, sir. We're talking about the Congress. There will be. Maybe the next Congress will be more secure, maybe more economy minded. I trust it will be. Next time more economy minded, we'll have no problem on it.
Well,
I don't worry about it.
No, I'm not.
I
just don't want to say something.
I think that the point that I just want to talk about all Cannon's news analysis indicated what we got recently in the play of the papers that we got shot in the networks. All. Chuck, you didn't have that impression last night. Did you read the Cannon's analysis?
Allison
does a real job.
Well, I also took the Mort Allen last night.
This is the term. This, the Cannon view was in the hell of don't ever do one again.
Clausen, who was just as sensitive to the criticism as Mort Allen is, thought we came out of the three in very good shape. He thought there were a few things where they stuck it in Brazil, but that we led all three networks, number one. Number two, they all made our points in varying degrees of snideness, if you will, in a couple of areas. But they still made our points. I mean, we made our points.
Is the answer of corruption, which they've been taking all week long.
Oh, yes.
They have one under the wall.
You used your voice over on NBC.
Yeah, I know, in a defensive way. They didn't say I was not going to dignify this, and that I thought that the fact that the leading Democrat had done it was actually, that was in the papers, but not on television, right?
Well, they used a quote on NBC.
Hello? Alan, I was surprised to read this morning that my old friend Alan Chivers was actually a little older than I was, and I had to congratulate you before you began to realize it. So I wish you a happy birthday, and I want to tell you that, you know, I just finished in the 50s. I started in the 60s in 1973. Do you think they're good years or not? You recommend it, or do you think I should just give up now? They are affected. They don't. I mean, oh, they'll come in.
know, you ever notice that how those assholes are just really pretty goddamn double standard in that respect?
Carol Kilpatrick had a paragraph.
He did what I was
in his story, which said he's the only one that confident, told him was good, went through, devoted a whole paragraph. Guys like Kilpatrick can do that.